Cork's VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
What's happening?
Okay, the creator and star of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane, has been chatting to Howard Stern on his podcast about something that happened once by accident that turned out to be an absolute blessing.
The most amazing thing I read about you. The idea that on 9/11, you were late for your plane. You were supposed to be on one of the planes that went down.
Are you
serious? Yeah, I was giving a lecture at my old college in Rhode Island and was, you know, went out for a few drinks afterwards, was hungover the next day,
right.
and missed the flight. I got to the counter and they said, I'm sorry, they just closed the gate, you're too late.
Wow.
And went to sleep in the lounge and woke up 40 minutes later and the flight had hit.
Whoa.
When something like that happens to you, I mean, that would just blow my mind every day for the rest of my life that I would have been on the plane that went down.
It's such a dull, boring answer because I'm so of the mindset that, you know, coincidences happen. I've missed other flights for the same reason. I'm not much of a fate person.
Really?
So I just kind of...
You're just going on.
I mean, you know, it was rattling, you know, for the first few weeks, obviously.
If you weren't a faith person before that flight, you would be afterwards. I don't know who you'd be thanking, but your lucky stars and God knows what's out
there. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I heard that story, I thought of, like, even I know way back when, but people that actually missed the Titanic.
Segment. Yeah, it's the same thing. When you step away from a disaster like that, it's incredible.
And as Howard Stern says... If you're that way inclined, you'd probably think about it nearly every day of your life. Oh my God, I'm so lucky to be here.
I'm still here, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow, it's a really interesting story.
We'd have no Family Guy if you got on that plane, put it to you that way.
It's a brilliant show. Actress Alicia Silverstone, do you remember her? She's confirmed that she's alive and well. Why? Because she ate something that she found growing randomly on a tree in England. Now, I don't know about you, but I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
No, I'm clipping that one up.
What, I mean, as in, like, if you saw something growing on a tree and you didn't know what it was.
I hear you, Vic. I hear you.
I've discovered something that I can't figure out what it is and I need your help. I just bit into it because I was on the street and we were discussing whether this was a tomato or not. It's definitely not, because look at these leaves. So what the heck is this? Because when you open it up, it looks like that. And if I bite it, I don't think you're supposed to eat this. But it's almost like a pepper. Does anyone know what this is? I don't know what it is. I need someone to tell me. I'm in England.
Okay, so I've seen these things, and I bet you have too. They look like little tiny cherry tomatoes. They're orange, and they kind of hang off trees with little leaves next to them.
Yeah, the birds eat them during winter, yeah.
Yeah, but they look like little berries or cherries. Turns out they're actually called Jerusalem cherries, and they're highly poisonous.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why you would just pick something off a tree and bite into it if you didn't know what it was.
Not the thing to do, no.
No, so anyway, she put the clip up on socials, and the comment section went crazy with people going... You've just eaten a Jerusalem cherry. You could be, you know, brown bread in about 6 hours.
Wow.
But she has confirmed that she's alive and well. And finally, Ashanti and Nelly have confirmed that they've had a baby boy.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know. The last couple of days. But they're married and it's the first child for Ashanti, but it's Nelly's fifth. He's been a busy boy, hasn't he?
He has indeed.
Hasn't he just?
Yeah.
No matter what I do.
For the bus.
With KC.
Good morning.
I can't stop thinking about that clip you brought me yesterday. Queenie Tan.
Oh, yeah.
The daughter of Blacken. Her name, genuinely, her name is Queenie Tan.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, she's on TikTok and she gives kind of financial advice.
Yeah, I don't think her dad's called Blacken, though.
It has to be.
No.
It has to be. Come out, you Queenie Tan, save a fortune if you can. She gives financial advice. She's 27, all right? She has saved $500,000.
She has, yeah.
I'm fascinated by people who are so good with money. I am a disaster.
I'm not great either.
Terrible with cash.
Some people are just born.
They're born frugal.
They're born to save.
Yeah.
My other half is really good at saving. He doesn't spend, really. Well, he does, like, but, you know, he wouldn't spend willy-nilly like me.
So my salary comes in and there's money for the mortgage, there's money for the bills, and then a couple of little loans that have to be sorted out. Yeah. I don't really have credit cards. I have one credit card. I don't use it.
I can't be trusted with a credit card.
Oh, jeez. I used to back in the day. I went bananas with one.
So did I.
Five grand bill.
Quickly, though, don't you?
Oh, you do.
Yeah. No. It's far too easy to spend on those things.
And then, have you ever noticed, you might have money left, like, in the last couple of weeks. Like, what are we, the last week of this month now, yeah, before we get paid again? And you think, okay, I've got a few bob there. And something blows up.
Yeah, and then it's all gone.
The oven goes, the microwave gets robbed. Something every single month when you have a few bob tucked away, or you think you have money put away,
you have to use it for something.
Something comes up.
So true.
So her idea around saving money is absolutely, I've been thinking about it nonstop, and she's absolutely right.
She is.
She prioritizes the
saving.
Yeah. First thing she does before she pays the bill is puts away her money. I know that sounds like really simple.
I think we should try it.
But I've never considered. I've always done the bills first and hoped that you've had a few quid to...
So have I.
Yeah, to put away.
But she's...
As soon as I got paid, I would pay for my needs like housing, transport and food. Then I would spend on the fun stuff like eating out and travel. And then whatever I would have left, I would put towards my savings and investments. But here's what I do now. I pay myself first, so I put aside some money for my savings and investments first. Then I pay for my needs and then I pay for my wants. Even Warren Buffett, one of the richest people in the world, is a fan of the pay yourself first budget. He says, don't save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving.
And by the way, she's not sitting on the toilet there, by the way.
It does sound like it. That's why I had to say that yesterday. She's pouring water into glasses to kind of show how you break it down. Do you get what I mean?
I love it.
So yeah, so she's saying, save before you spend. I think we should try it for the crack.
I wonder who's the best at this saving crack in Cork. There's someone out there now that still has their communion money,
really,
and they're 52, or a mattress full of old blue £20 notes, wedged, absolutely wedged to the hilt. I know. I've got a couple of buddies who are like that.
Have you? Yeah.
They tend to vanish. They do the Irish goodbye when it's there around. You'd be out with five or six of them, and it's like, he's done it again.
Smart, though.
Do you call it smart, do you?
Well,
it's
smart.
Tight as Jesus.
Yeah, to us it is. But, like, to them it's being smart. And they've probably got 500 grand in the bank.
That's probably true, yeah.
Got five.
I'll go out and get five drinks for free and then vanish. Where'd you go last night? Oh, I was with you.
Yeah.
Oh, were you? Yeah, sure. We'd never remember anyway.
See?
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Good morning, gang. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, 086-8104-106 is the number if you want to give us a shout. In 20 minutes, we'll get you involved in that €150,000 jackpot. It's going to go tomorrow between 3 and 4. And you should be in it, you know. My God, this fella was missing in action for the last 24 hours. I'd say he was just in bed. Are you all right, fella? Dahi, good morning.
Well, to be fair, though, Casey, I have to explain myself because the plan was to be on with you yesterday morning at 8:45, and I text you as I went to bed at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, saying, "Horst, any chance we could do it on Thursday morning?" And you were good enough to accommodate me and my activities.
Yeah, it wasn't 10 o'clock, buddy. It was 5 to 5 yesterday morning. The message comes in going, "I'm in a hoop. I'm in a hoop."
I think it was a hole of hoop. I think that,
but
was,
that was it. That was So
Dahi, I spelt it properly. That was in my defense, you know.
It did. It was like, I mean, for 5 in the morning après party texting, it was in good condition.
Yeah.
How good was the after party?
The after party was always good, Casey. Like, there's always good fun because, you know, like, say, like, I hadn't been out in 6 weeks. We put a lot of work into the Monday and Tuesday. So, believe me, your man was halfway through the rows of three and I was bolted. Like, I was gone. I was gone before we were off air, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but, like, look, it is the whole crew and the whole celebration and everybody involved in it. It is a brilliant week and it's still so popular. I mean, what did you hit? Like 600,000-700,000 listeners the other night?
Yeah, there was 600,000 people watching when we announced the winner. So there was a share then of almost 55%. So that's kind of 55% of everyone watching TV at that time, watching the Rose of Tralee. So
yeah,
that has a lot of people very happy. Like we were in the streets then. Say for example, on the parade, the Rose of Tralee parade on Saturday night, there's probably around 15,000 people out there.
Wow!
So lots of people very, very happy with that. Great buzz around the town, and everybody kind of woke up yesterday morning going, "Geez, that was good fun."
Is there mad carry on going on behind the scenes? Is it like Strictly Come Dancing, where everyone's having a cuddle with everyone?
Well, I can't confirm or deny that, but I know there was a lot of happy faces yesterday morning. So putting two and two together, we get a five, you know.
Fellas creeping out.
Victoria, by the way.
Fellas creeping out of bedrooms at all hours of the morning.
Oh, brilliant.
That's what we need. That's what we need in a Thursday morning before 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. I love it.
What is it about the roses, really, Dahi, that divides the nation? Like, you're either on board with it or you're not into this at all.
It's funny, like that question comes up every year, and you know, it's like everything else, Casey. People like rugby, people like football, people just like things that they don't like themselves. That's fine, that's a part of it. I think one of the things that's just so big, it's such a big monster of a thing, you know, that like it's so big, it even appeared in Saturday's head. You know what I mean?
It's true. People, they did their own lovely girls contest.
Like, I think that is one of the biggest compliments the Rosa Tralee could ever get.
Yeah.
If your father played actually talking about it in some way, shape or form, like you're doing something right. But for me, it's about the roses. It's about them. They come with their stories. I think it's hard enough to go up on stage in front of 2,000 people in front of you and say 600,000 people at home. But to go up and tell their own life stories, like the Galway Rose telling us about her mental health problems and other Rose losing people, and to go up and to be able to do that, I think we don't focus enough on how tough it is. Like, top of brave women, like, to go up there, that's one of the bravest things you could do.
Yeah.
To go up and to put your whole story in front of everyone, I think, like, that needs to be complimented a bit more, I think.
Yeah, and it is really special. Every year there's a kind of there's a highlight reel of the best moments, and I think that lady, as you mentioned, from Galway, going up and talking to strangers about your mental health is the bravest thing you can do.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is, like, unbelievable. And like I say, like, even if there's one person at home,
that's
to change their mind about something, like, you're a winner straight away. You've done it. That's it. And I'd imagine there was more than one person helped after that chat on TV on Monday night.
Yeah. So if it's not broken, don't fix it. But what about some alternative versions of the Rose of Tralee? Vic, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe the Bros of Tralee.
The Bros of Tralee.
Sounds good.
The best fella in Tralee, based on humour, style, and that cheeky smile.
Mm-hmm.
The Crows of Tralee.
Crows of Tralee.
Yeah, the best crow in Tralee, based on feathers, beak, intelligence, and overall camaraderie.
Yeah.
What about the Throws of Tralee, the best throw on a road with a bowl?
Oh, the road bowl throw,
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's genius. The hose.
The upper hand there. No, hang on a second here. No, this is a very cork-skewed conversation.
It is.
It's cork in our man.
It is, he's right.
I'm being set up here now, lads. I'm being set up.
The hose of Tralee.
Oh, yeah, the hose.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's just a collection of people that are enthusiastic about power hosing.
There you go. The garden hose.
I read really different into that one. I said, hang on a second here.
Dahi, get your mind out of the gutter.
No, I was thinking of as in a garden hose.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Anyway, listen, there's many ways that you can recreate it if it ever needs doing. Thank you so much for taking the call. I know you're probably still in bed hiding under a quilt, but
I had a few notes to steady the ship yesterday evening.
Good man.
I might lower the blade again this evening.
You're a good man, and great job. Well done, Dahi, as always.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Do you believe in psychic mediums?
I'm not sure. Do you?
You know my stance on them now.
Not sure if I do. I'm being honest now. I don't know.
I have a load of calls done over the years where I ring psychics looking for different things. I must dig one up for you there.
Okay, yeah.
After 8 o'clock, I'll try and get something on. But Lucy Kennedy... TV presenter and radio presenter Lucy Kennedy was shocked when a fortune teller disclosed information about her that only she knew about. Din, 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 din. Now, these fortune tellers, like, I don't know, like, it's just they'll throw anything at the wall and something's about to stick. Like, something will stick.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we could be completely wrong, but it does feel a bit like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know,
like, give me the science behind it. There is no science.
There's a man with dark hair, light brown hair, black hair.
Yeah,
called Adam Allen.
Okay,
you know, they go through the kind of a.
There's a relative. Like, okay, can I try and read your do a psychic reading for you?
All right, go on.
Okay, I'm sensing a man that hasn't been in your life for quite some time, Vic.
Right,
and handsome, maybe could be. Of French descent.
Okay.
Maybe possibly of French descent. And you've yet to meet him.
Okay.
But he's very handsome.
Okay.
and this is a person that's been out of your life for a very long time.
Okay.
But you're eager to meet him. Am I onto anything?
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just because you know me and you know too much. That's not because you're a psychic. That's because I tell you too much.
It's me bloody dad, isn't it?
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's a bit random, isn't it? But listen, if there's a psychic listening who's going to say...
Prove us wrong.
You don't know what you're talking about, then that's fair enough.
Has anybody listening gone to a good local psychic? Is there any of them in Cork?
Do you remember Septic Peg in the UK?
Septic Peg?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
Your life will start to turn around. She's a bit like that.
Was that Mystic Meg and they just renamed...
I renamed her.
Septic
Peg. She doesn't know it, but I call her Septic Peg.
There was the White Witch of Cove, back in the day, she was in a radio station I was working in Galway, and she told me I was going to be in a train crash. She was coming out of the studio, and she came over and she said, "You're going to be in a train crash," and walked away.
Is that a true story?
On my solemn oath.
That's a horrific thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, and she just walked out of the building.
How did it leave you feeling when she said it?
I don't know. I've always got the bus since.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it didn't affect me at all.
Strange, though, isn't it, to be told that?
So anyway, Lucy's new TV show is going to be on the telly box. Real Life with Lucy airs in September on Virgin Media One, where the psychic reveals loads of stuff about her. Again, they do this stuff, this feeder stuff, where they try and get a load of information out of you.
Yeah.
And based on your reactions, they lean into it.
Okay.
I think. No, I could be wrong.
Okay.
All right. So I'll try and find a call where my dog went missing and I rang a psychic helpline and the psychic helped me find my dog.
Yeah.
Coming up after 8 o'clock. Hang on.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream Grand Slam tennis like the US Open live with a Now Sports membership.
I've got a message in here from Rebecca. You know, you were telling us there before the news about your story of when you met a the witch from Cove?
Oh yeah, the White Witch from Cove.
Oh,
this is 20 years ago. She told me I was going to be in a train crash. And never happened, thankfully.
Well, we got a message in there from Rebecca. KC, that same witch told my mam that my dad would die at 43 years old. He turned 60 in January, most definitely still alive and well.
Happy birthday,
Rebecca.
So if there's anybody out there who, like, I mean, look, if they're psychics, they're your thing. Whatever your beliefs are, your beliefs. Personally, I'm not into them. I think there's a lot of cowboy activity going
on.
Especially when you ring those psychic helplines that are charging you a fortune. I rang one because my dog went missing.
How's it going?
Hello, can I take your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I've been talking to spirit from about the age of 4. And I start by putting tarot cards into 3 piles. Although I will stress I'm not a tarot reader. Okay?
Right, okay. Where are you based?
England.
I'm in Cork.
No, in England.
No, I'm in Cork.
Oh, you're in Cork.
I'm in
Cork. Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hi, all right. I don't feel we haven't spoken before.
No, we haven't spoken before at all. But since you're the psychic, I'd say you were sitting by the phone because you were expecting me to ring, were you?
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do.
And the reason I'm doing this now, and this is a last resort for me because I'm not into this at all and I don't know what to make of it at all, you know. I'm pretty sceptical about the whole thing, you know.
Okay. I will just tell you this, though. You're going around in circles about something.
Yeah, you're good.
Because I was showing a cartwheel going round.
There's a fella there on a cartwheel in front of you, and that represents my head.
Well, yeah.
That's unbelievable. How did you do that?
Well, I'm just showing that. I'm just spirit. Just show me that.
That's unbelievable, because I'm all over the shop. I'm all over the place. But I lost my dog.
Right.
Right.
It feels as if this is within 5 minutes' walk. I'm seeing him going across there, and I'm seeing long grass, very long grass on the other side of this field.
Okay. Is he all right, though? Because he probably hasn't had something to eat now for a couple of weeks. He's gone a couple of weeks, you know?
I feel that he has been... I don't know if you can place this place. I'm seeing, a field. I'm seeing lots of very heavy, big trees
right
to the left of this field. Then I'm seeing long grass on the other side of this field, and then houses.
Right. What kind of houses are you seeing?
They're semi-detached houses, and they're all very similar. They're all the same as each other from the outside.
That could be Cossett's Grove.
Is there a field nearby?
You are unbelievable. There's a field right outside my door. How did you know?
Does this road have a big field with long grass to it?
Oh, my God, it is a field with grass. This is unbelievable.
Go down there and knock on the doors.
Right.
I feel within 10 houses. You've got a black Labrador there.
Ah, for God's sake, girl. How are you doing this? You're freaking me out. No, he's a black Labrador. You have him. A black Labrador with a missing paw. What was it exactly that gave you that feeling that it was a black Labrador?
I just felt like it was a black Labrador.
That is unbelievable.
If you knock on 10 houses in this road, you'll find a dog.
Sorry?
If you knock on 10 houses...
Okay.
...in that area...
Did you hear something barking there?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, seriously, like, this is f***ing freaking me out here. How am I hearing my dog barking on your phone?
Because I can see the road and I can... Spirit guide is showing me that.
And can he actually hear me now? Like, if I was to... Jeffrey! Come home, you lango! I can definitely hear something barking. Can you hear... Where'd you bury the remote control? See, he actually buried the remote control out in the garden. I don't want the dog back at all. I just want to turn on the f***ing telly. Hello?
Thank you for calling.
Do you understand now why I don't really believe in psychics? Did you get where I'm coming from?
It cost you €3 million.
It was €3 million, but it was worth it. Anyway, you'll be delighted to know Jeffrey came home the next day. Up the road, smelling around some young one. That's Jeffrey for you.
Cork, good times.
Red FM. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. There's no way Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls is after ringing in for the pop quiz. Why? What are the chances?
Yeah, she's there.
Hello, Emma. How's it going?
Not too bad, how are you?
Integrating into Cork, I can tell by the old accent there, Emma.
The pure Cork accent.
You are the head offer. Has anyone ever said that to you before?
No, you're the first.
No, okay.
Really?
Maybe it's just that particular denim jacket you're wearing in your profile. I don't know.
You're the bulb off her.
No, is that she could be offended by that, but she's gorgeous, Emma Bunton. So
she is, of course.
Take that as a compliment. I don't know.
Do take it as a compliment, yeah.
Do you like the Spice Girls?
No.
No, okay. There you go. Well, we'll retract that comparison, so. And move swiftly along. Emma, what part of the world are you in?
I am out the Lee Road.
Out the Lee Road. Good stuff. So this is the pop quiz. We have 10 questions here. All kinds of everything. Give us a correct answer for every single one of them in 60 seconds, and we'll throw a grand back at you.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
In the comics, what was Spider-Man's real name? Peter Parker or Peter Pepper?
Peter Parker.
Question 2. Finish the name of this pop artist. Dua
Lipa.
Vancouver is a city in which country?
Canada.
Which ancient people mummified bodies?
Egyptians.
What boxer was better known as Iron Mike? Finish the name. Iron Mike
Tyson.
Question 6. Jenny from the Block has filed for divorce from who?
Ben Affleck.
Question 7. Christopher Lloyd played Dr. Brown in a trilogy of what films?
God.
Christopher Lloyd, Dr. Brown, the Mad Professor.
Oh no, I don't know.
There was three of them. They were in one. They were at one year, and then they went to another year.
Doctor Strange.
Like they went back to the future, kind of like back in time.
Oh, back to the future.
Question number 8. What word means three offspring born at the same time? Quickly.
Triplet.
What year did Facebook start? 2004 or 2009?
2004.
Oh, that was so close.
Oh, we only got to number. We had one more question to go. Would you have known what band has the record for the most Christmas number ones?
Oh, I would have said Wham, but I could be wrong.
Vic?
I would say Wham too.
Wham Bam, you both would have been wrong.
Oh.
It was the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles have the most Christmas number ones, believe it or not. Facebook was 2004. Triplets is correct. Back to the Future burnt up an awful lot of time on you. Ben Affleck, Mike Tyson, The Egyptians, Canada, Dua Lipa and Peter Parker.
Emma, that was really good round though.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Oh, the pressure.
I know, yeah.
It is. You can relax now. Listen, we got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. And we're going to get you back again, I hope, okay? All right.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you have a lovely day. Thanks for listening. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
I wonder. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. She's got a lot of rocks, doesn't she? An absolute lot of rocks. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the latest one that she's keeping, obviously Ben Affleck's, is worth about, is it 5.6 million?
her rock that he proposed with, which also he engraved inside in it, saying, "I'm not going anywhere." Sorry.
About that one.
Yeah, there was nearly $6 million. Actually, the most expensive house available for Cork is around the same price. Is,
like, how Jeez. Do you walk around with something that expensive on your finger without feeling completely paranoid?
Dragging your knuckles along the ground, I'd say, with the weight of that joke.
But that one is a long list of engagement rings that Jenny has received over the years. My love don't
cost a thing. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah. So, she kept all of the engagement rings. She's been married four times, bless her, and she's been divorced four times. And she kept all of the engagement rings. And apparently, I was reading this last night, the fortune amasses to $17 million.
Of rings?
Yeah.
Mother of God. Rings alone.
Yeah, just the four engagement rings.
Maybe she's just, it's like a video game for her. She's just like Sonic the Hedgehog. She's just
collecting rings.
She's just collecting rings.
Yeah.
And that's it. She has to complete the chapter after 10 husbands. The game comes to an end. We're living in a video game thing. I'm jealous, Johnny.
It's unreal. Do you know what I would do?
Mm-hmm.
I would put them all into a collection and buy myself a massive yacht.
Oh, yeah. Just get rid of them.
Do you know what I mean?
Into cash converters for a new cement mixer. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Cash machine coming up for you in a moment. We've got €150,000 that we need to give away on the show. All right.
Listen to this. This is mad, right? A woman who won the Guinness World Record for the world's widest tongue can lick four lollies at once. Is that like ice lollies? Brittany Lacayo from Houston, Texas, has a huge tongue that measures nearly 4 inches at its widest point.
You wouldn't have a phone number for her.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
For an interview on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right. just to find out. Yeah. You know, how, 638, 150k. It's going to go tomorrow, I hope, if somebody answers their phone. So, last week, as you know, if you've been listening, €100,000 stayed on the table. Nobody picked up their phone. We've added €50,000 to that 100K, and this money, it's not guaranteed. Nobody answers on Friday. We are on another rollover. We could be heading for $200,000 on this.
Wow.
So it is another massive six-figure sum. These are the biggest jackpots ever given away in the history of broadcasting in this country, and you can win them every morning on Red FM when you wake up with this excuse of a show. $150,000 for you to win. Here's what we need you to do. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost $250. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Live network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's, and the entry must be with us by 3 p.m. You have to answer in five rings. So set a little alarm on your phone. Red FM, 3 p.m. Be listening to Kira. Herself and Barry will make that phone call and give you a chance to win $150,000. This is no message here, lads and ladies. This is serious wanga. Who says wanga?
I do.
Okay. What was the ads over in England?
Wanga, yeah. Wanga.
There was some ads that some fella shouted Wanga.
Yeah, there was. I can't remember what it was for.
Was it for a financial company or something?
I can't remember, but you're right. There was a fella shouting that.
Anybody help me out there? 0868104106. In the meantime, give us a shout for the cash machine. Text the word RED to 57557 if you'd like to play. Remember, all of the T's and C's of this game are at redfm.ie right now.
She wants some money for it.
Dosh. Reddies.
Wonga.
And a shout out to Jade Lynch as well and her friends on their Debs today in Mallow.
Oh.
They're receiving their Leaving Cert results in the morning as well. So hold on, if they're Debs tonight and their Leaving Cert results tomorrow.
Oh.
That was done backwards.
Wrong way around. Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Is there going to be a load of lads and ladies in beautiful goonies going in, covered in burger sauce, missing handbags and shoes, collecting their results tomorrow morning?
Ah, lads, you didn't plan that one very well, did you? Yeah. Be funny though.
Can they get them online, or do they have to go in and collect them old school?
You can get them online, sure, or you can go in and collect them. Yeah,
I think it's
either or.
It's better crack to go into school because. But by the way, when you get your results tomorrow, if you do collect them in school, you get them in a little envelope, and then you just run away on your own to digest them. Don't open them up in front of loads of people.
I agree.
Just go away, be on your own, get your head around what you've got, and then run into your friends screaming, saying you're off to do. Medicine in Trinity College or whatever it is that you're doing, or jam making in Athlone, which is what I got.
Whatever.
So,
jam making in Athlone.
Radio in Dublin, basket weaving in Connemara, jam making in Athlone. Red FM Breakfast with Now.